Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are from Mudrooms. To preview tonight's storytelling event themed Begin Again, we have David Noon. He is on the storyboard. David, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Scott.
Nice to have you here. And Jim Hale, a veteran storyteller and KRNN DJ volunteer who's going to be telling a story tonight. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Scott. Thanks.
It's nice to have you here. David, if somebody hasn't heard of Mudrooms, can you give us the elevator pitch?
Well, the basic format is pretty simple. We have each month seven storytellers, and depending on the month and depending on the theme, we sometimes have a more or less dramatic time trying to round up seven folks. But once we've rounded up seven storytellers, they have 7 minutes to narrate a personal tale without notes in front of an audience of 200 to 250 of their closest friends.
And recorded and
it's recorded
later broadcast.
And rebroadcast. And we also have a podcast as well that is periodically updated with all the stories and
so
and
those
music.
Seven storytellers, it starts at 7 p.m. tonight at Northern Light United Church, right?
Correct.
Okay, $7 to get in.
$7 to get in, yep. And all the funds go to charities. This first half of the season, the nonprofit that we're working with is called Healing Hands.
Okay. Jim Hale, this will be your third story?
My third story, that's right.
Okay, and can you give us a teaser? What's it going to be about?
It's a sad story about a guy who was a guy I knew years ago who was down on his luck, and he tried to begin again, and he fell even further down after that.
Okay.
So it's not a happy story.
And our listeners who haven't been to Mudrooms or haven't told a story should know that this is open to the public, right?
Yes. Exactly. We are constantly looking for new storytellers. We try to make sure that we only have two veterans each month, two veteran storytellers, which means our goal is to have five folks each month who have never gotten up and done this. We're obviously full for November, but we still have one slot for December, and beginning in January, it's pretty wide open. We have a website, mudrooms.org. Folks can look on that and see what themes we have coming up, and there's a very easy web form if people want to pitch a story. We also have our archives that folks can listen to and get a sense, if they haven't been to a Mudrooms event, what some of the stories are like. You can go back and listen to anything from the past eight seasons.
Jim, as a veteran storyteller, what would be your advice to someone who hasn't told a story yet?
Oh, boy. read Chaucer. I don't know. That's a good question. I think details. Stick to details. Dive in. Tell the story as you would at the dinner table or at the breakfast table. Don't preface it with a lot of generalizations and abstract. People want to hear details. They want to hear a story. So dive in. And I think that's the way to capture an audience.
Some of my dinner table stories take like 30 minutes or an hour. How do you whittle it down to 7 minutes, David? You're a storyteller too.
Editing is very good. I was talking with someone last night, and she was saying that she got advice from a friend once that, when you're packing for a trip, take everything and, remove half of it before you go. And that's probably pretty good advice to start with. Just realize that 7 minutes goes very quickly. It's astonishing how quickly it goes.
And I understand you are on the storyboard. People can actually come and work with you and your colleagues to get their stories better. Is that right?
Sure. A couple of our board members, Kristen Rankin and Jim Fitzer, are really good at working with new storytellers and helping provide constructive feedback to help them get ready for either this event or something else. We have workshops that are open even to people who may not be ready to tell a story at Mudrooms. So we do have these storyboards that are a useful tool.
Okay. Who's going to be joining Jim tonight?
We have seven folks. We've got a couple of people who have told stories before, Alan Cleveland, who told a story last year, Jim Hale, obviously. We're also going to be hearing from Wendy Siebold, Pete Nakamura, Rick Bellog, John Harley, who has a really funny story about a pack rafting incident, and Danica Vandenberg. That's the lineup for tonight. And we're going to have music by Deborah Wood. So it'll be a great evening.
And Rick's going to be there. That's good.
Rick Bellog, a former UAS colleague.
Yes.
So begin again. Would you add anything else to that advice of telling a poignant story, Jim?
You know, I think for me, the one inviolate advice about storytelling came from my college mentor, a Catholic theologian, who said, "Jim, never let the truth get in the way of a good story."
All right.
That's about it. You know, the other thing I'd say about mudrooms, just it's the best venue for getting a sense of Juneau as a community. That's what I love most about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, hearing stories from people that you know and people that you've seen around town, I think is a great way to, you know, learn something new about people that are already somewhat familiar.
Got it. So you did say, so this is the November show. It's every month. You do have a slot open in December. Is that right?
Yes, we do. The theme for December is WTF, which, depending on how you unpack the acronym, could be what's the frequency, where's the fudge. I'm not sure how far down this road we want to go, but WTF is the theme for December.
Okay, looking for storyteller number 7.
Yes,
ish.
We are.
Okay. And remind us again how we can sign up or find you.
You can go to mudrooms.org. We have a web sign-up form. You can also sign up at the event tonight. We are always we've always got sign-up information there, and our board members are all pretty conspicuous at these events. So it's pretty easy to track us down.
All right. That's tonight in a couple hours, 7 p.m. in the Federal Flats. Thanks for coming on the show, you two.
You're welcome.
Jim Hale, remind us where we can listen to you play music in this family of public
Johnny
media.
My friend Johnny Negotiable plays plays music for everybody at 10 to noon on Friday mornings on Soundings.
KRNN 102.7.
Juneau 102.7 on your FM dial.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Begin again tonight, 7 p.m.
Every thought that I ignore, and all the questions at my door, is where we begin to believe in this again.